Hey, my sweet one. Oh, it has been a minute since we have connected in this way and caught up. The last week was just amazing, amazing, amazing on Lake Maggiore, hosting my La Dolce Vita retreat, which is my high-end mastermind, and also the Divine Direction event for Lake Maggiore. I'm still basking in the bliss of the up level, the transformed lives, the bonds and the connections that were made, the high vibe environment, and just every single woman seeing what else is possible for her. You know, that's the power of mentorship. So if you want to get in on this goodness, this is the next episode of the Divine Living Podcast, special feature of the Pleasures of Piedmont series, sponsored by Divine Direction Events. So, if you want to meet me in Chicago in November or Miami in December, tickets are going. So, go to divineliving.com/direction or click on the link in the show notes. Get your ticket now. Nobody who shows up is disappointed. And very likely, if you don't show up, you will be disappointed. So let's come to the event and let's get you your next level calling. Okay, so every day for the last week, I woke up in glistening blue waters and chandeliers and all things epic Italian 1800s style, doing the work that I love the most, which is being with women in the room and just seeing what else is possible. And then, of course, there were just way too many scrumptious meals. And one of the dinners, I took my mastermind group out on a boat to a private island to have this just amazing dinner. Another one was like a 2-star Michelin restaurant. I mean, just like all of the senses on a level of 1 to 10, they're like at least level 17 right now. And so then it was time to pack up, and Glenn and I are coming back to a different part of Piemonte. and we're about 2 hours away where we've been looking for this farmhouse. And yeah, for those of you who are just joining us, I've been also looking for an Italian farmhouse in a different part. So we stopped along the way and had the most epic seafood experience. I'm going to put it in my Insta stories today. So if you're not following me on Instagram and you want to see it, I've never been so excited about seafood, except when you live in the country and it's like meat everywhere. And oh my God, we literally had the restaurant to ourselves. It was just such a beautiful experience. I was like, wait, what day of the week is this? Because it just felt like a Sunday or a holiday. And I was like, Glenn, it's Wednesday. I'm like, we're doing life right. If A, we don't know what day of the week it is. B, we're having like a 3-hour lunch at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday in the middle of a town that we've never even heard of in Italy. We were on our way back. It was a 2-hour drive. I picked a spot an hour in between, like for a stopping point, and it was just this paradise of an experience. And then we got back to the place where we're at right now. And again, I did the whole house tour on Insta stories. And for all you women in real estate, my wheels are just turning about all the possibilities. So definitely DM me if you are a woman in real estate. If you haven't heard, I got my real estate license and I'm going to be doing a bunch of really cool things with real estate. So I want to know who all the women are who are following me. Definitely DM me right now and tell me you're in real estate. Let me know all about you and we will get connected. So doing the house tour and this and that, and just having the time of my life, just doing life by design, living in the most just way that I love to live. My transformational work, my Italian countryside lifestyle. And then I got a text. And I got a text from, well, basically got a text about a family member who is and has been for a long time struggling with a drug addiction. And this time there's more serious ramifications than ever, not just for this individual, but for there's children involved, there's extended family. It's a whole thing. And anybody who has ever had a family member struggle with an addiction or just any, you know, really severe family dynamic dysfunction knows the place you can go to. And the tendency is to pick up whatever role you play in the family. Are you the peacemaker? Are you the caretaker? Are you the rebellious one? Are you the whistleblower? Are you, you know? And I've talked about addiction and dysfunction in my family, you know, somewhat confidentially, because it's not my business to share someone else's story, and this other person's story impacts me and a lot of other people. So I looked at the text, and, you know, when I was just in this bubble of bliss and teaching all things divine direction, spiritual principle, I was so just calm, which is unlike me in that situation. I can tend to play a bit of the rescuer and savior and fixer and make it all better for everyone. And I just looked at the text, and like, my wires have been reprogrammed. Like, I didn't hit a trigger. I didn't hit an automatic default mode. I didn't hit the despair button. I didn't hit the panic button, because I just really believe in what I'm teaching these days, and that the spiritual ways are higher than our ways, and worry not. And like all the spiritual scriptures about, you know, this is happening for me, not to me, and all of the other things, because I've been working those muscles, so they were actually stronger than the panic ones. And it's not that I didn't have great compassion and empathy for all of the people and players involved. I just wasn't going to let my own life get ruined over it for the first time in decades. And I think that I wanted to share this with you because whether or not you have somebody in your family that you're concerned about, or that, you know, that someone's dysfunction, you know, always grabs the attention, the focus, the time, the energy, and the money, or just you're distracted with something in your life that's not going the way you want. This is a message for all of us to live our life on purpose and live our life by design, and to apply spiritual principle. You know, it doesn't say, don't worry in the Bible, except when somebody you really love and care about is addicted to drugs. It doesn't say, I have the peace that passes understanding, except when things aren't going the way you want. And I didn't write it in my own book. I'm thrilled this is happening because, except when, dot, dot, dot. And I talk a lot about us making excuses in our lives, in businesses, about not moving forward faster and thinking bigger and all the things. And I just wasn't going to make an excuse to not apply spiritual principle to this situation. So this was newer for me. So I had to do some digging. And I was like, at first I was like, really, Gina? Like, I'm thrilled this is happening because you write this in your book. People are dealing with this situation and worse. And like, what? And I was like, but wait, I believe it. Now, when I said I'm thrilled this is happening because, I allowed myself to have an expanded definition of thrilled. And you can too. And, you know, if I wasn't clear enough in my book about this, because I'm just getting this consciousness now, you know, take this ride with me. I'm not thrilled in an excited party pinata kind of way. I'm accepting, or I'm even on a certain level grateful that this is happening because for this particular circumstance, something had to give at some point. Like, the dysfunction just could not continue for everyone's benefit. So thrilled is not, like, the traditional definition of thrilled is not where I am right now. Surrendered, yes. Accepting, yes. And on some level, grateful, because these dynamics were not sustainable. And so that's, and then I realized I had a choice. And I had a choice to get distracted. I had a choice to cut my trip short, go home, fly in, save the day, send money, like all the stuff that I've done for so many years. And today that's not my choice. And it doesn't mean I'm less loving. It doesn't mean I'm not compassionate. It doesn't mean anything other than I choose to have boundaries. I choose to love with a capital L, not a lowercase L. I choose to be about my soul's mission. And my soul's mission is not to save everyone everywhere or enable anyone anymore or fix something that's not actually even mine to fix. There's a certain way that I feel compelled to show up, for the sake of some minors. For the sake of the adults need to make their own decisions and they need to make their own choices just like I do. And one of the choices I'm making today is to be conscious of my focus. And I wanted to share this with you in case you're feeling distracted about something, a troubled child, an MIA team member, a gnarly client, whatever's maybe you got weight issues, who knows what it is that we can allow to distract our beautiful minds. And today I'm looking to apply spiritual principle and really not just know what spiritual principle is, but apply it. And so in that, I got really clear and I prayed and I meditated and I asked, what's my divine assignment today? Because trust me, I wanted a future trip also. Part of me wanted a future trip to go in and fix and save everything. And part of me wanted a future trip just to not be in the uncomfortableness of today. Like even like, I'm going to do this and that with my career. Like you could feel like all the escape mechanisms wanting to come in. And I said, no, what is my divine assignment today? And I stopped and I prayed for every single person involved. In that time of prayer, I also surrendered my own attachment to a particular outcome. And in surrender, I gave over to God all of the people involved. You can do that too. Surrender your child, surrender your clients, surrender the financial circumstances, surrender the weight issues, surrender whatever dysfunction might be going on in your life that would keep you from a very functional, high vibrational, important path and contribution that you came here to make, that you want to make, that actually is what you would rather focus on. So do it and do you, and don't let yourself get pulled into everybody else's choices, drama, and whatever, dysfunction. I feel like I keep saying that word. So in that, I felt elevated. I felt like I was lifted above some of the chaos. Not that I am above any of it. I didn't feel hooked in anymore. And then I went into my journal and I just started to write, like, what is today about for me? And I got, do a podcast, okay, catch up on some social media. Pardon those of you who are in my DMs. I will be getting back to you. I've just been really present in the events that I've been doing. So some of those have stacked up, which I love communicating and getting to know all of you in my DMs. I'm going to write Gina's journal. So if you're not on my mailing list and you want to get the behind the scenes that I don't normally share on social media, go to divineliving.com and get on the Gina's journal list that comes out every Thursday. I'm planning just this epic November for the Q Club with this gorgeous clothing collaboration and just really sweet content that's here in Italy. So if you're not in the Q Club, get in there. We'll put a link in the show notes also. It's like, so I have all this beautiful day ahead of me. I'm in a beautiful environment. I have beautiful work to do. I have my own mission to serve. And I made myself available. I reached out to some of the people involved and and made myself available for a phone call today, but a phone call, not me spinning. I didn't make myself available for spinning or anxiety or depression or fear or freak out. I made myself available to a phone call to help facilitate a process that needs to be facilitated. And so I didn't do nothing and I didn't do everything. I did what I actually felt divinely guided to do. And in that, I feel free. I mostly feel free because of the spiritual connection, because I surrendered it, because I didn't act from the same lower level of consciousness that I used to function in. Before I didn't realize that I had a choice, before I thought that I had to be the one to save the day. And today I'm just relieved that I do have a choice. And you have a choice also. No matter what's going on, no matter what your circumstances are, you have a choice with how you proceed to. You have a choice with what you focus on. You have a choice with what boundaries you do or don't set. Now, sometimes this stuff can really be confusing because especially we women, we have been trained that love equals saying yes to everybody else's desires, needs, circumstances, even when we want to say no. And we've been in this unconscious habit so much that we're blind to the fact that we also have a voice, that we also get a vote, that we also have needs and desires, and that sometimes the most loving response is no. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes the most loving response is no. And so I find that that gets easier the greater spiritual connection you have, because then you just really get that it's up to God and the universe and spirit and that person's soul, destiny, and choices to find the solutions that are available to everyone. So I think that it's important for us as queens to talk about all of the aspects of life, not just the mountaintop experiences like I just had in Lake Maggiore. There's valleys, of course, also, but the valley doesn't have to take you out. The valley doesn't have to ruin your life. And in fact, according to spiritual principle, it's meant to make you stronger. And the weak will become strong. That means the weak areas in your life will become strong. And if you keep trying to figure out the solution or save the day from the same level of consciousness you've been at, you're just going to get more of the same, more of the same, more of the same, which is more distraction, more hurt, more upset, more drama, more drain, more depletion. And instead, when you apply, my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, give it to God. Because my best thinking hasn't come up with the solution yet. Other than, it's not up to me to come up with the solution for this situation. It's up to me to come up with the solution for my life and my situations. So, boundaries. I've never really loved the term. It feels a little 1998 to me, but until we come up with a better term, you know what I'm talking about. Like, they also feel really good. So for those of you mothers out there that think that the best way to love your children is the overindulgence, boundaries. If you think what's going to make them happy is all of the yeses and letting them one more time, boundaries. What do you want? What's your choice? And I'm working with a private client right now, and we're doing a lot of parenting, taking a look at a lot of the parenting dynamics. And I can see how much this smart, successful, well-meaning mother that, like many mothers, you know, said she was going to give her kids everything that she didn't have. And yet there can be a bit of a pendulum swing with that. And so I'll ask her, I'm like, well, how do you want to handle the situation? And you'll see her like eyes just pop open, almost like deer in headlights, like, never like thought about what do I want. I'm always thinking about my kids. So Women, the world is not a better place the more invisible we are, the more silent we are, the more we say yes when we want to say no, the more we say no when we want to say yes. So be you. Be there for you. Be there with you. Be you unapologetically. And really take 100% personal responsibility for what you focus on today. Let's pray. Dear God, we know that there are certain areas of our lives that can seem really dark, really scary, so heavy, even impossible. But it's with you that all things are possible. And we seek you for total healing. We seek you for abundant grace. We seek you for the unlimited possibilities and the solutions, the love, the breakthroughs, the spiritual awakenings that come ultimately only from you. So we pray a very, very special prayer of healing, blessing, protection, and provision around all those who are hurting today. And we ask that you would bring your light into this darkness, that you would illumine your ways, that you would have your spirit be what they are more attracted to than distracted from. Let us all seek more of you and more of your ways so that we are living life according to the way you have designed. And we pray all of this believing, amen, amen, amen. All right, my darling. So if you could really use a boost, some support, if you're like, which direction do I go in? Why am I feeling stuck? Whether it's career, a health diagnosis, family dynamics, dysfunction, any of it, please do yourself a favor and get yourself in the room for one of the Divine Direction last two opportunities available. Tickets are available for Chicago in November and Miami in December. Check the link in the show notes. Click on that. Get yourself a ticket. You will not be disappointed. We kick it off with a white party from 5 to 7 the night before. There's a little bit of bubbly and some music and some glamour and just like real connections get made. And then it's two full days of transformation. Just me pouring into each and every one of you, helping you see what you might not be seeing right now. And you do so much for everyone else. Now it's your turn to be given to. And that is exactly what happens at the Divine Direction events. In fact, they are so impactful. Typically, when someone shows up at one, they show up at the next one in the next one because they're getting so much out of it. There were women in New York that showed up in Italy. The women in Italy signed up to come to Chicago or Miami. So do yourself a favor. This is the last of the small intimate events I'll be doing. So make sure you take advantage of this beautiful opportunity. And take advantage of the beautiful opportunity of all that you are meant to be experiencing today. Don't think about the future. Just go dive into your divine assignment today. Mwah. Lots of love.